The Stars have been out in this. Not a lot of goals, but man, the games have been fantastic. Alex Pruitt from the Washington Post joins us now. Alex, Washington and the Rangers, man, I'm in Washington, like, is this really a big rivalry? Because, man, they face each other all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine if it was Rangers-Islanders, maybe it would be a little more intense. And certainly this series hasn't been nearly as physical as Caps-Islanders was, or, you know, what you would expect maybe Caps-Penguins to be. But I think it has a lot to do with kind of the Rangers' speed and just how quick they are through the neutral zone and that sort of thing. But, you know, I imagine there's a certain bit of tension there, especially from the Caps side, you know, the history, and especially kind of the reason they've had at the hands of the Rangers in these playoffs.
Well, you look at it, Alexander Ovechkin, you know, his teammates, his coaches, everyone talked about how he's taken his game to a new level this year all over the ice. Offensively, it's the same, but defensively. And, you know, we've really seen that in this series so far in two games against the Rangers. He's easy being the best player.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he does kind of set the tone for the team in terms of his physicality. If he comes out buzzing, I think a lot of the players take their cues from him. Obviously, it didn't really work much in game two. I think he finished with 9 hits, and most of them were in the first two periods, and they wound up, you know, laying an egg in the first period and falling behind 2-0 and not being able to climb out of that hole. But, I mean, the two goals he has scored were pretty ridiculous. No one's really going to stop him. So, I mean, he's been everything really the Capitals need, and he's not the problem. I mean, if they're not in games, it's because of their secondary scoring. You know, it's because they're not, you know, maybe they commit a turnover here or there. They're not not starting the way they need to against a team that starts pretty fast in the Rangers.
Yeah, I actually think that, you know, I think Washington's played really well so far in this series. That, you know, they're tied 1-1. Obviously, I know the game they won. You know, New York wasn't happy with giving up the goal in the final 2 seconds. And, you know, I thought for a long stretch of that game, the Capitals in game two actually controlled the play, couldn't score, and then boom, the Rangers, you know, made it 3-1. When you talked about the secondary scoring, you know, Kuznetsov's played well, Backstrom's been okay. Which guys do you feel got to up their game if Washington's going to win tonight?
Well, they can win without it. I mean, they've proven they can do that. They can win on the backs of Ovechkin and Backstrom and Ward and Kuznetsov and whoever else has scored goals, but they've only had one bottom six goal in this entire playoffs, and that came from Brooks Like. I mean, nobody on the line of Burakovsky, Beagle, and Brouwer has scored in the playoffs. They've all had a couple of grade-A chances that either they flubbed or Lundqvist did a good job getting over. I think Beagle's been a little bit stagnant lately. But, you know, at the same time, if you can get good goaltending, if you can play good defense, if you get another one of those laser beams from Ovechkin, you know, it's probably going to be another low-scoring game, I guess. As soon as I say that, it'll be like 6-5 or something. But I think everyone expected it to kind of be a low-scoring series. So, you know, it's going to be one goal or two that might be the difference. And if that comes from anyone up and down the lineup, I think the Caps will be pretty much okay with that.
Looking at the Rangers, Barry Trotz, and I'm not sure he meant it as a negative, but he was like, well, you know, I didn't notice Rick Nash. And really, you haven't noticed Nash in this series offensively. I know guys are talking about, he's doing small things, but hey, when you're Rick Nash, at some point, you've got to notice the guy in the score sheet, do you? Do you not?
I mean, Dan Boyle's goal was almost exclusively because he created traffic in front of the net. I think he's been fine. I know I wasn't at the Rangers skate this morning because they don't skate the same place as the Caps do, but it sounded like he talked a little bit about the scoring drought. I'm sure he's aware of it. I'm sure he's aware of, you know, the past playoff struggles that he's had too. So, yeah, I mean, but at the same time, it's the same thing with the Caps as with the Rangers. I mean, they won game two without him getting on the score, but with him contributing in other ways, and one of those ways was on Boyle's play.
And that's, I just look, you know, Rick Nash, he's only got 6 goals in 48 career playoff games, right? Like, it's...
Not very good, huh?
Yeah, it's not like this is a new trend for him. Last year, even when they went to the Cup final, he only had 3 goals and only 10 points in 25 games. And this year, a lot of people looked at, you know, it obviously was his best year goal-wise in the NHL, 42. He kind of put himself at the expectation, and so far, you know, he hasn't been able to live up to it. I'm not saying he's playing bad, but clearly, when you're Rick Nash or paying him as much as he does, you know, I think if the Capitals start leading this series, the pressure will shift much more to Rick Nash.
Yeah, probably. I don't know a hell heck of a lot about the Rangers, to be honest, other than the blanket stats that you just mentioned and just sort of being around in this series. So, you know, it's hard for me to say what's going on over there. But, I mean, I just read what you guys read. Just more right off the cast. But.
Mike Green, is he all but gone at the end of the season?
I don't know. It would probably take a nice team-friendly hometown discount for him to stay. They have a lot that they probably have to put back on the books. I mean, Holtby's an RFA, Johansson's an RFA, Kuznetsov's an RFA. A lot of guys who have been having careers up front, like Joel Ward, Eric Fair, Jay Beagle, those are all UFAs. They're going to have to back up the truck for Holtby. I think it's going to take, it would probably take a significantly less or less value contract than what he has right now. I think he's making about $6 million a year. And you have to imagine that there's probably a team out there that would pay a right-handed shot of his age. And, I mean, he did fine this year, I thought. I think he finished second in the league in terms of total points for 60 minutes among all defensemen. So he's proven he can still produce. I think there's got to be a team out there that will probably give him a nice hefty paycheck or at least offer him one in the hopes that he can replicate what he's done in years past.
Yeah, I think it's not that Capitals don't necessarily don't want him, but they went big in the free agent market last year for defensemen. I'm not sure, do they want to go a 6 or 7 year deal for Green with the money someone else in the open market's going to give him? Because there's just not many puck moving defensemen around the NHL.
Yeah, and a right handed shot of his caliber. I think he really wants to stay too. It's the only NHL city he's known. The quote he's given us a few times when we've asked about it has been, "My heart's in Washington, it'll always be here." But at the same time, your heart can remain in a place if the best business decision is located elsewhere.
Alex, enjoy it. The arena should be rocking tonight in the, it's not necessarily the Sea of Red. I know that's what they call Calgary, but Washington pretty much goes with the red out as well for the home games.
Yeah, they've killed off 3 in a row at home. I think if they get one tonight, it'll be the first time they've won 4 in a row in the playoffs. Is like 2008-2009, so except for that game one stinker that they laid against the Islanders, they've been pretty good here.
Appreciate your time, Alex. Alex Pruitt joining us from the Washington Post.